There's another kind of farmer protest going on in the West African nation of Mali. The government there recently granted a lease to Libya for 250,000 acres of prime rice-growing land. The lease is for 50 years. Libya made the deal to ensure it can feed its population in the years to come. But as Katie Whitaker reports, it's squeezing some Malian farmers off their ancestral land.
A 25-mile-long irrigation canal cuts a swathe across miles of flat, swampy rice fields. The canal was built by Chinese contractors to supply a huge Libyan land development project known as Malibia. But the project isn't doing much for local farmers. They worry the canal will deprive them of water needed for their own fields. And they're angry that the construction has swept away their houses, villages and orchards.
De là jusqu'au fossé là, en passant par là jusqu'à l'angle là.
Tainty Tangara picks his way through the mud and rubble of a destroyed compound. Tangara lived here with his wife and five children until the bulldozers arrived.
Can you imagine how I felt after all those years, being told it's going to be destroyed? I've lived my whole life in this compound. I was born here, I was married here. This place has been ours since the days of my forefathers.
Less than half of the 150 families affected were offered compensation. But Tainty Tangara says that even those who got money didn't get enough.
They said they would reimburse us for the value of the house, but the money's not enough for us to live on, let alone build another house. We feel betrayed. They gave us their word, and they've let us down.
The farmers' union claims that the Malibia deal was done behind closed doors and then presented as a fait accompli, a deal that effectively hands over control of Mali's main rice-growing region to a foreign power. Anger among the villagers has reached such a pitch that they've had to suspend work temporarily on the Malibian project, and it's not hard to see why. A casual wander through the rubble to the edge of the canal, and I make a gruesome discovery. So we've actually found part of a skull here.
They said that, you know, it's not easy to know whose body or whose family it belonged, okay?
According to villagers, Chinese demolition contractors drove their bulldozers right through a cemetery. They turned up body parts and dumped them in a mass grave. Two villagers recall the night it happened.
Les gens du village sont venus avec des.
When the population hear that we are taking out the bodies, they come with matches, with sticks, to stand up, to fight back, and it brought about a kind of conflict between them and the Chinese.
This is a big shame. It's even an insult to the culture, the religious and traditional values and even human values here.
The farmers are now demanding a national forum on land acquisition. Spearheading the campaign is CNOP, a national group of farmers. The group's president is Ibrahim Koulibaly.
Pour nous, Malibia est une violation flagrante de toutes les lois et de tous les règlements du Mali.
He says to us the Malibian project is a flagrant violation of Malian law. It's nothing more than banditry. The problem is that few people here have papers showing their rights to the land. That means the government can do what it wants. To make matters worse, the Malibia contract gives Libya priority access to the canal water in times of shortage.
At first, when they said that we are going to build here the canal, I was wordless because we have rice growers from here up to Masina. But this canal is taking down all the water. And I'm sure when these things will be getting operational, not a drop of water will stay here because all the water will be slipping away. It's a big concern for a village not to have water to drink.
Several Malian officials declined to make themselves available for an interview. But the government has said it badly needs foreign investment to help ensure the country's own long-term food needs. But opposition is growing against these land deals that seem to benefit the government, but not the people who actually live on the land. And the secrecy so often surrounding these agreements only fuels suspicions that corrupt African leaders are selling their citizens short. For The World, I'm Katie Whitaker, KMacina, Mali.